Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy about ice fishing and a lot more. And then lastly, we've got some shallow water walleye tips from walleye tournament pro Gary Parsons. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
The Hayward area is a true snowmobile mecca with over 600 miles of groomed trails. In the middle of it all, you'll find us at Hayward Power Sports. We're open from 9 until 5:30, Monday through Saturday, with sales, service, parts, and rentals. Plus on Sundays, we're open for rental pickup and drop-off only from 9 to noon. Hayward Power Sports has 14 people staffing our parts and service departments Monday through Saturday. With state-of-the-art computer diagnostics and the most highly trained techs, nobody can get you back on the trail faster. Plus, with over $1 million parts inventory, we're likely to have your parts in stock. Hayward Power Sports is your Polaris and Ski-Doo dealer with the region's best selection of new and used sleds. Plus, our showroom is packed full of garments and accessories. Check out Polaris, Ski-Doo, Castle, 509, and Climb. Find Polaris, Ski-Doo, and Castle helmets and necessities like wear rods, belts, Hyphax, and oil. Want to get back on the trail fast? Come see Hayward Power Sports. Just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or online at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair, Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. I got Jarrett McCarthy in here. And Jarrett, you know, I mentioned last week, winter doesn't seem to want to let go, but it really don't, does it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got snow coming down right now, and towards this weekend, we've got some snow coming up here. So, you know, we just had game fish season closed, but by no means are we done ice fishing.
No, you bet. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fishing. The pan fishing is actually going to be pretty good out there. And ice conditions, I don't know what this last round of snow is going to do to everything, but it was actually getting where you could get around out there fairly easy.
Yeah, I was out there on Saturday. We were out tip-off fishing, and it seemed like what we had for snow on the lake, we probably had, I don't know, maybe about 3 inches, and that very top layer was really crusted over, and it broke through pretty easily, you know, just regular snow or what have you. So we'll definitely have some snow on the ice, which will make it a lot easier than walking on bare ice, but that snow will definitely build up over the week with all of the snow that we've got coming.
You know, and I've had reports from all over, even northern Minnesota. There's been, you know, strange ice conditions out there. We had nobody driving on the lakes this winter because it just wasn't the kind of ice that you want to drive on. But, you know, we've got a lot of ice. If the guy wants to get out there with a snowmobile or that, and that should hold up for a while. But it's going to start changing here sometime this month, I think.
Yeah, you know, we have had some odd ice conditions, but oddly enough, this past weekend, I did see some trucks starting to roll around on the ice. Not that we're condoning it and, you know, condoning it or endorsing it in any, you know, way, shape, or form. If you've got safe ice and you feel comfortable doing so, you know, have at her. But, you know, as we get through March and April, you know, this is when, you know, we start getting some nicer weather and it's nicer to be outside and traveling by snowmobile or four-wheeler is going to be the way to go, especially as we start to lose some ice.
Well, we're talking about panfish, bluegills, crappies, and now let's talk perch. This is the time of year when this action seems to be pretty good, especially perch.
Yeah, those perch are getting ready to spawn. They're coming up onto the mudflats. You know, they're bunched up tight in schools. You know, your biggest problem is going to be finding them and staying on them, or, you know, keeping the school's attention. Otherwise, getting them to bite, so far from what we have heard from anglers, it's not a problem at all. It'll catch quite a few of them if you can find them.
You've been finding them, and then one of the tricks is, you know, is that they'll hug the bottom, and if they're on the bottom, you don't see them on your depth finder when you drill a hole until you put a bait down there and you pound the bottom a couple times and stir up a little dust with a jigging spoon or something, and all of a sudden they come up out of nowhere.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes your Your bigger electronics are a lot more handy. Like, you know, if you're out looking for fish on the bottom, if you've got a Vexar FL28 or if you've got one of those Vexars that has that bottom zoom feature, that's where it's going to start to come into play, just to be able to blow up that bottom 6 feet just so you can see those fish starting to move in, whereas it's something you really can't pick up on a traditional FL8. But it's just using your electronics out there to your advantage.
Well, you know, and if you think you're seeing the bottom or all the way to the bottom with your flasher or your graph, whichever, try letting your jig down, and at some point it disappears before you hit the slack line.
Set the hook, yep.
No, no, when it's going down, you've got a dead zone in the bottom is what I was talking about. You could be letting it down and the jig disappears, and then it keeps going down farther yet before you hit the actual bottom.
Oh, yep, of course.
You know, and those fish will be in that zone down there a lot of times, and the only way you get them up is coax them to come up into your line of view where you can see them, and then you can see the fish. You know there's fish there. You can try to coerce them to bite.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, make it count.
Any particular baits you like to see for the perch or crappies or bluegills this time of the year?
So this time of year, you know, we've got some... We got spring on the way. Usually I'm thinking a little bit bigger crappies and perch. You know, I'm thinking smaller spoons, crappies, even rattle baits like the smaller size 3 and 4 rip and wrap. Bluegill, you can, you know, for those bigger bulls that are down there, you can do some smaller spoons, but most guys are still using jig and waxies out there.
And you guys got a big selection, almost all of that stuff in here for the guys, too. You can kind of help them out, pick out some stuff that would work.
Absolutely. Different sizes, different shapes, different colors. We've got a little bit of everything in here for all your pan fishing needs.
Ice fishing, game fish season is closed, but not bass season. Bass, you can go out and smallmouth bass fishing. It actually gets pretty good toward the end of the tail of the ice fishing, if you can find them.
If you can find them. A lot of the guys that I know that are going out fishing smallies, they're out on deeper rock structures. But they're, I mean, you know, if you can find them, man, are they a blast to catch underneath the ice?
Yeah, it won't be one or two there. If you can find them, there'll be a pile of them in that one spot.
Yep, they'll be schooled up. And then, you know, usually they stay on that same, in that same area right after ice out, so if you can find them, you know, pre-ice out, you know, you can go right back to them in the boat.
You bet. Well, I had one of my friends got on a piece of structure. I remember a few years ago, I was going to fish it, and the wind was blowing too hard, and he told me he went on that thing after I kind of went past there, and he caught about 50 smallmouth before he finally left. It's just a tiny piece of structure, but they were just piled in there. And as soon as the ice is out, they'll be on that type of structure, and actually before that, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter what time of year you get on to smallies. Smallies are a blast. You know, unfortunately, you know, if you're catching them through the ice, you're not going to be able to see them jump, but they yeah. come up with a sore nose. They were trying.
You bet. Well, yeah. You know, and you know, this guy's making trips too right now. I'm getting some reports that fishing on the Mississippi River is good right now. Over in the Fox River, guys, some of the local guys here are making trips there. There's been some pretty good fishing, and won't be long, they'll be getting up on the Rainy River up there in Minnesota.
Yep, absolutely. Me and the folks were just talking about that this past weekend. Some plans to go fishing for some spring wallies down there with some big rip and wraps, some big reaction baits. But, yeah, those opportunities are there if you're willing to drive a little ways.
You know, and the closest here to Hayward would probably be, I'm going to say, get down in that, down toward the Twin Cities. That's a good area in there. And then get down toward Red Wing on down. There's always good fishing down through there, too.
Yeah, some really good fishing. Mm-hmm.
But, well, let's talk a little bit about some stuff in the store here real quick. You know, we mentioned that you got all the gear for ice fishing. You're starting to get the stuff in for open water now, and I see everything getting torn out or replaced to put in the open water stuff.
Yeah, it's a perfect time of year to do it. You know, we're kind of right in between the end of game fish season and obviously season opener at the beginning of May, but, you know, we've got a lot of brand new gear coming in. You know, we've got a whole bunch of new bass tackle that's coming in. We're really beefing up the walleye department in here because a lot of guys are really getting into trolling around here, and then, you know, our panfish selection is going to be, you know, really, really good this year. We've got a whole bunch of stuff that we're excited to see in here, so definitely a lot of stuff that's going to catch fish this year.
I see a lot of hair jigs too. That's been the hot item on all the TV shows and all the magazine articles. Guys are using them for walleyes, they're using them for bass, they're using them for panfish, everything.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got so many different size hair jigs coming in here. A lot of them that we're excited to see. You know, VMC's got some cool hair jigs. Mr. Crappie's coming out with a brand new live hair jig, so definitely a lot of different options in that neck of the woods.
Nothing new. Been around forever and ever. just kind of lose favor, and then they come back again. People looking to get a good deal on something, you know, we're only 8 months away from ice again. You've got a really good deal on ice fishing equipment and tents and augers and stuff right
now. Yeah, everything that we've got left over, you know, shacks and augers, we got 10% going right now, and then all of your ice electronics, we got 5% off. So, you know, not that anybody's looking for an excuse to buy stuff for next year, but hey, if you're getting ready for it and you're not thinking about spring, come on in.
It'll probably cost more next year too, so you got a bit double whammy there. You get beat the price increase, plus you get a discount if you take it.
Absolutely. You know, we had such a bad year with winter that you're seeing some of these sales going around, but you know, next year, you know, don't look for these sales again, because you know, we just had a really oddball winter this year.
Well, Jared, a lot of good information there. Thanks for coming on here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and Anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in Hayward. They have a huge selection of ice fishing gear, including portable shelters, power augers, electronics, beaver dam tip-ups, ice rods, and just about anything you'll need for ice fishing. They also have archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzleloaders, ammo, and much more to help you enjoy the outdoors. While you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Rent some winter fun from Hayward Power Sports. We're Wisconsin's largest and most complete snowmobile rental service, offering a wide range of late model sleds from Polaris and Ski-Doo. All of our machines are frequently serviced by our certified technicians, and your rental includes a helmet. Plus, you'll be able to ride out the gate with access to 600 miles of groomed trails. To rent your winter fun, go to haywardpowersports.com, give us a call, or visit Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
And Hayward Power Sports, let's have some fun!
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the guides that I get on here quite often is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy. I had a chance to talk to Tom the other day on the phone about the ice fishing and some of the other fishing that's coming up.
We're talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Tom Leahy. And, Tom, good to have you on the show here. We've been out ice fishing a little bit. I know you've been out a few times.
Yeah, John. Yeah, been out quite a bit, actually. And, yeah, it was an interesting ice season. It was fun, you know, and frustrating at times with conditions, inconsistencies and fish biting patterns, but, you know, had some great days, had some tougher days.
Yeah, and the fact that we couldn't really drive vehicles out, so we were limited to snowmobiles and ATVs and stuff, too.
Yep, that was a big factor, and, you know, where last season, it was the opposite, you know, until about, yeah, we got a whole bunch of snow at the end of last year, dumped on the ice, and then it got all slushy. But prior to that, yeah, it was good, stable, thick ice.
You know, and I think that fact that they weren't driving out on the ice did keep some people away from up north up here, too, because they really like to be able to drive their vehicles out there.
Exactly, and even if you could drive, there was lakes that had that depth, of course, of ice, but, you know, it was launches that would be in question. You know, when we guided our trip, whatever that was, a couple weeks ago, and it got warm and rainy and snow and whatever, yeah, right out from that boat launch, yeah, there's a machine stuck in, you know. And prior to that, there was guys driving on that lake, so it made us kind of question the boat launch. There was yellow patches of ice, and it was like, huh, we better go fish somewhere else.
Well, you know, let's look forward here. I mean, we see some warm temperatures coming in here. We're still getting some snow here and there, but I see warmer temperatures coming in, and the fact that a lot of that ice is white ice, I think we're going to be looking at hopefully maybe early ice out. But between now and then, guys want to get out. As long as the ice stays safe out there, there should be some really good fishing for panfish out there.
Yeah, and March can be and typically is a very productive time for getting in that late season bite for the crappies. They start to get hungry, whereas, yeah, maybe February they were a little bit slower. And, you know, I end up using, you know, if I'm doing the crappie thing and fishing where there's crappies schooled up and stuff, I end up doing real well on the tip-down presentation, whether it's homemade ones, fancy ones, whatever you got, you know, with a fathead crappie minnow. And you get a nice 40-degree day, you know, set them things up, watch them, do some jigging, too. It's a really fun time.
Well, you know, too, and we add in now, we've got, both of us are running Garmin LiveScope units out there, and on the ice, that stuff is really effective because you can look out and find those schools of fish at quite a distance and move over to them.
Yep, that's a real game changer and a great tool to have, definitely, for looking for those schools of moving fish.
You know, there are a few guys that still would like to be out after Northern Pike. Of course, the game series season is closed. However, you can go out on the Shawmigan Bay up here, Lake Superior, and get pike fishing in there. That doesn't close up there, I don't believe. And then I know you make a trip up north into Lake of the Woods every year to go after some big pike.
Yep, we do that every year. A group of guys, old college buddies, couple military buddies, and yeah, we have a good old time. And yeah, we try to, you know, we really enjoy catching some walleye and saugers, but it is the end of the year, and you're able to, you know, pike fish some really big pike out there, so it's really fun.
Different caliber of pike up there and on that big water, even up on the Shawmigan Bay, than what we find mostly on some of these inland lakes.
Yeah, I would agree with that, yeah, because it's, you know, a small pike is that 35-incher, you know, whereas, yeah, you get one in Hayward area, hey, that's a really nice pike. It's still a really nice pike up there, but that's a small one, so you have that opportunity to get those 20-pound class, you know, over 40 inches, you know, who knows, up to 46 inches. You never know what you're going to get, and it's really cool they have a slot, 30 to 40, you got to let go. We mostly do catch and release unless someone really wants them out one, I guess, and, you know, you can keep a smaller one for eating, too.
Well, you know, myself, I've caught a few, I figure close to 20-pound or 20-pound pike in the Hayward area here in all the years I've been guiding, fishing muskies, actually catching them by accident. But let's talk a little bit about pike fishing up on the Shawmigan Bay. People that don't want to make a trip clear to Canada for the last ice fishing, as long as we've got good ice up on the big lake up here, there are some awful big pike in that Shawmigan Bay, too, isn't there?
Yep. And I know, guys, in the past, I haven't experimented with it a ton, but I know guys in the past, some of them tributaries, the creeks that come in, you know, if it's safe ice, of course, or walking, whatever it might be, those might be some good areas. I think when you want to, you know, if you're going to go do it, probably do it before the snow melts, you know, because yeah, Shawmigan Bay can get really muddy, real brown. Then the fish can't see anything, so you want some kind of water clarity. And I don't think you have to reach for super deep depths. You know, yeah, they could be in 3 or 4 feet of water. The whole bay is relatively shallow, but those would be some things I would consider.
You know, let's talk about the fact that we're going to have some open water coming up. You know, we're kind of looking forward here to getting out, and maybe if we're lucky this year, we'll have some open water by mid-April or so that we can get out on and do some fishing for panfish and some of the, you know, things that are open, like smallmouth bass for one.
Yep. Yeah, it's really nice when we get to do that. Sometimes we don't. Every winter is different, you know, and yeah, it's always nice getting out in advance a little bit, you know, making sure your boat don't leak, and electronics, testing out stuff, and that's what I do half the time if I get out, you know, before opener. It's just going through everything, making sure everything's good, you know, especially if, you know, we're guiding opening weekend, let's say. It's good to be prepared for that.
Well, you know, and that's one thing a lot of people don't realize is how much fishing gear that the guides have, because they've got gear for multiple people, and we have to go through all the rods and reels and the line and go through the tackle boxes. And, you know, I've been in the process of that out in my shop right now. My boat looks like a war zone all tore apart because I'm just trying to rearrange things and maybe carry a little less stuff than I normally carry, because I know I carry way too much gear in the boat. But, you know, it just takes time to go through all that stuff. And you, if you wait till the last minute, you're kind of scrambling.
Exactly. And if you end up, you know, getting out there and your motor don't work opening day, well, that's a bummer too. Or you grab the wrong box. Yeah, it's always good to be ready, of course.
You know, the other thing too is I know several people here in the Hayward area here that always, for one of the first things they head for, rather than going after the crappies and a panfish when they get open water, they head up on Lake Superior, do some trolling for a splake and salmon up there. And actually, it all depends whether the boat ramp is open.
Yep. And yeah, I know I've done some of that in the past out of like the Washburn one. I believe it was April. And then I have some friends that go up there yet. I don't do it anymore. But yeah. And what it is just trolling, you know, whatever depth you want to target. But, you know, original floaters, that's what we did. And those fish would come up for it. Maybe some deeper depths if we experimented with that. But yeah. And we caught steelheads, brown trout, and yeah, them splakes. So yeah, that was a good time. And a lot of guys, I think, do that around here to, you know, kind of get a kick to the season and, you know, got the fever to get out there.
Well, quite a few people head for the Mississippi River, too, and or go over toward the Fox River, toward Green Bay. And I know I'm seeing videos up already that they're catching fish on both those places right now already. As we just get into March here, they're catching fish, open water in the boat.
Yep, and I've done some of that too with that Alma area, Lake Pepin, some of those dams, that area specifically, Wabasha, and fishing below some of them dams. And yeah, we got some really nice perch, you know, and just doing crawlers and a sinker. And then you pick up some nice walleyes, and it's an opportunity that you can fish for whatever. You catch pike, too.
Yeah, you know, and it's not that far, actually. It's a little farther to get down toward Alma or La Crosse and down that way, but, you know, Red Wing, you get above that, you know, there'll be a bunch of opportunities that are only a couple hours away, actually.
Yep, and there's, I would say, too, I guess, you know, as far as perch go, we have some nice perch fishing in Hayward, but yeah, if you're kind of looking, you know, for something that's that almost North Dakota looking perch, yeah, the Mississippi River is probably some of the best opportunity for that.
A lot of opportunities. I know there's even a few guys locally here up in northern Wisconsin that head way south to go get in their muskie fishing and start jump early.
Yep. Yeah, some of them southern, yeah, Indiana, and yeah, wherever there's some muskies and the seasons are open. Yeah, guys, I see that stuff on Facebook. It's kind of funny. And here you don't even think about it, really.
Well, you know, the seasons don't close down there at all in some of those states. And on that line here, too, we've got our Conservation Congress hearings coming up this spring. And I know, I'm pretty sure on that there's going to be an option to whether we want to see the muskie season open back up the first Saturday of May like it always was years ago. There's some opposition to that out there, but the biologists and everything I've seen so far say that it ain't going to matter. I mean, you might as well open it up earlier and you have the opportunity, but of course there's always some of the muskie guys out there that say, oh, no, man, we can't be harassing those fish when they're spawning. Well, muskies don't bite very well when they're spawning anyhow, so it isn't going to make a difference. But it would make another opportunity to be able to go out and actually go muskie fishing earlier if we can get that back again.
It would. And, you know, the same controversy, of course, was with the trolling forever.
Oh, yeah.
Very similar.
Yep. And trolling has been actually proven out to be not a detrimental thing to the muskies. I know a few guys that really got into a real hot trolling bite the first couple of years on some fish that were suspended out over the river channels and over the deeper water. didn't only take a couple of years, and all them fish started wising up to that, and it isn't the game it was to start with. Now it's going back to a little harder to catch them muskies trolling, because now they know what it is, I think.
Yep, and muskies have been known to get educated.
All fish seem to get educated, I think. Anyway, Tom, exactly. Very, very interesting talking to you here. You want to give out some guide information, somebody looking to get out with you, either ice fishing at the end of the season or get out for open water this year?
Yeah, I can be reached at TomLeahyGuideService.com or 715-558-6755.
Well, Tom, I appreciate you taking the time here with us, and as always, glad to have you on here.
Hey, thank you, John. Really appreciate it.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring the show to you every week. When we come back, we've got some great shallow water walleye tips for you from Walleye Tournament Pro Gary Parsons. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and boresight it for you too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, with the open water season only a few weeks away now, on this week's show, we've got some great tips for shallow water walleyes for you from Walleye Tournament Pro, Gary Parsons.
Talking to Gary Parsons, and Gary, I know you've spent a lot of time, you've won a lot of big walleye tournaments. You know, walleyes are a predator, and a lot of people don't think of them as a predator, but they are a predatory fish, and you know, a lot of things determine where they're going to be. It can be temperature, it can be the type of habitat, the forage, but you know, there's a lot of factors to determine where you're going to find those walleyes, and you've got to keep moving until you find that.
You definitely do, and especially in the northern Wisconsin lakes, John, as you know, probably one of the most overlooked areas are the edges of bogs, like you see in the Chippewa Flowage. There's a lot of smaller lakes up there that are like that. Little deep water next to the bogs. The bog edges have so much tangled roots and debris that they're real snaggy. And so people avoid those areas, but honestly, there's a lot of fish in those areas. And one of the first places I go to is on the deeper edge bog edges. I use weedless jigs, though, you know, and that's where a lot of guys don't. I like to use a weedless jig. That's one of my little secret deals in these northern Wisconsin lakes is fishing a lot of that bog edge. For me personally, I'm finding the fish a lot more where there's, you know, 4, 5, 6 feet of water right next to the bog edge. Those are the best spots. I think those fish go right into those roots.
You fishing faster or slower around that stuff as far as your presentation?
I fish pretty fast. I fish jigs and plastics, and, you know, I like to use as light a jig as possible so it doesn't fall real fast. It sounds kind of funny. I fish fast, but then I use a light jig so it doesn't fall fast. What that does is that slow fall gives me 2 or 3 hops along that edge, and then I don't really always work it all the way back to the boat on the bottom. I just buzz it back in, and then I cast right in that fish zone again, and I work that 3, 4 feet off that bog edge all the time. I do the same thing off the edge of reeds, off the edge of weeds. And when I'm pitching jigs, I like fishing them quickly. I like fishing them just like you would, maybe just a hair slower than a crankbait. But if you watch me going along a shoreline or something, I'm moving along pretty good.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNOradio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.